God's Month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. Imam Ali, peace upon him, has been narrated as saying, "Praising is done before asking. When you want to call Allah, the Exalted, magnify him and say, 'O he who is closer to me than my jugular vein, O he who intervenes between man and his heart.'" This statement of the Commander of the Faithful has its roots in the Noble Quran. Allah says in Ayah 16 of Surah Qaf, "Uncertainly we have created man, and we know to what his soul tempts him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein." Also in Ayah 24 of Surah Anfal, God says, "And know that Allah intervenes between man and his heart, and that toward him you will be mastered." Interestingly, in these two ayahs, God reminds us of being near to us. But once this is done after admonishing about the first creation, and another time it before admonishing about the hereafter. These points reminds us of Ayah 156 of Surah Baqarah, where God teaches us to say, "Indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him do we return." As if God wanted to tell us that the beginning and the end is with Him, yet we are not left on our own. To visualize this, we can say that we are between the hands of God, one hand that has granted us life, and the other hand that will take it back. Are we near to God? Do we realize being in God's presence? Had we realized this and believed in it, we have never committed sin. This is God weariness. This is the break which prevents us from moving in the way of Satan. The problem is that we often neglect being in God's presence. However, God is never negligent of us. Once a man asked Imam Hussein, peace upon him, "I would like to refrain from sin, but I cannot. Please preach me something which prevents me from committing sin." The Prophet's younger grandson told him, "Do 5 things if you can, and then commit sin as much as you can, or else give up sinning. Firstly, do not eat Allah's sustenance. Secondly, go out of Allah's authority. Thirdly, find a place where Allah does not see you. Fourthly, when the angel of death comes to take your spirit, do not accept him if you can and save yourself from death. And fifthly, when the agent of hell wants to admit you into it, do not enter if you can." Proximity of God is not just a barrier against sin, but it is rather the cause of calm of hearts. God says in Ayah 28 of Surah Ra'd, "Look, the hearts find rest only in Allah's remembrance." Human being needs prayer and supplication constantly to get proximity of God. A great bulk of the instructions of the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, blessings of God upon them, are prayers and supplications. This is due to the fact that the servants can cleanse spiritual ailments, strengthen willpower and intellect, and meet material and spiritual needs via prayer and supplication. As you know, we have been dwelling upon a very simple explanation of Dua Iftitah, or supplication of opening or starting, which has been narrated by Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, and it is recited in the nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. The Imam of the Age praises Allah very beautifully, saying, "All praise belongs to Allah, creator of the entire creation, spreader of all sustenance, splitter of the morning light, owner of majesty, magnanimity, grace, and goodness. No creature can create another one. Even the parents are just the means for begetting the child and not its creator. It is Allah who has bestowed the mystery of life in a sperm and embryo. This is exactly what happens in the earth. The farmer sows the seeds, but it is Allah who creates the plants and causes the seeds to grow." This has been said in several ayahs of Surah Waqi'ah. "Have you considered the sperm that you emit? Is it you who create it, or are we the creator? Have you considered what you sow? Is it you who make it grow, or are we the grower? Sure, it is Allah who grows the seed and sperm with his prudence and power. Allah has created everything and gives them sustenance. But sustenance is not restricted to material ones. Spiritual sustenance is much important than material and worldly one, as the latter is mortal. Most of us look at the material sustenance and are heedless of the boundless ocean of God's mercy. God has power over all things. However, due to being far glorious from the materialistic characteristics, our eyes can never see him. Yet, because of his besieging the entire universe, he is so near to the creatures that he hears all of our whispers and low utterances." Imam Mahdi continues in this supplication, "Allah, who is far from the eyes, so he is not seen, and is near to the souls, so he witnesses secret conversations. He is blessed and superior."